Is it traffic on 77? Is it the carpool line? Is it that post that just, there's something about it that drives you crazy? Today on Life Talks, we're just going to have a fun episode on things that drive you crazy right now.
And if we're going to do this, if we're going to do this correctly, by the way, this a special extended version because I've got issues. I've got a list.
I mean, this could be called the Rantathon by Dan. You know, every once in a while, we just want to have these fun episodes. And not that we're trying to be negative, but I think there are things that happen in life, Dan, for you and I, that we just say, we want to be able to address this in some way and at some level.
Yeah, and you know, this is a very spontaneous episode. We had something go a little awry this morning, so he said, "Let's do a fun episode." And
because I know Dan is always willing to let us know.
Oh yeah,
trust me. If you gave me a couple of days to think about this, I would have a list.
I have a feeling this is going to be a reoccurring.
Yeah, this can be a bit once a month.
Yeah, once a month.
What ticked Dan off this month? Yeah.
So what drives you, what's driving you crazy right now? We'd love to hear from you at lifetalks@lifecharlotte.com. You know, just
wait, are we reading other people's stuff? What's driving them crazy?
I do think it'd be fun to hear what other people drives them crazy. But anyways, I think we should just go back and forth on things that drive us crazy.
Yeah, because for me, it's the little things that drive me crazy.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know about you, but I mean, I can be having a perfectly good day and one little thing, and then it just becomes like the biggest deal.
That's funny. All right. So, Dan, right now, what's driving you crazy?
Apart from traffic, you know what drives me crazy, Ben?
What?
He just really turned alive.
Gum.
You need to watch this on YouTube, everybody.
Gum is the dumbest invention ever.
I agree.
Yes. And
I'm so with you.
And particularly people who crack their gum. Honestly, the closest I've ever come to murder in my entire life has been sitting on airplanes with some, and it's usually, I'm sorry, ladies, but it's usually a female.
And they're just smacking the gum?
No, not smacking. I can deal with smacking. It's the cracking and popping. They do it at the back of their jaws.
Oh.
And they crack, 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 crack. Like, and like, do you, are you aware that everybody at 30,000 feet can hear you right now? Or do you think you're the only person in the world? Would, if I sat across from you at a fancy restaurant and absolutely masticated my food like a barbarian, you would be upset. Yet you think you can click your gum behind me in the seat for 2 hours in a closed cylindrical tube and I'm going to be okay with it? Okay, see? I just feel so much better.
So, welcome to therapy with Dan.
We need to buy Dan some noise-canceling headphones.
No.
Again, cheaper than therapy.
That is so
true. One of my favorite people in the world was my assistant. She was my assistant for 17 years. But I always knew when I had ticked her off, because she was in the office next to me, and she would get out gum, Cindy,
and she'd start,
and she
chewing?
Would start cracking it. She could crack it, and I so I'd have to say, "What did I do? Why are you mad at me?" Little passive aggressive.
So people who are not considerate on the noises they make with gum.
Yeah, because, I mean, you're a public speaker. Have you ever, or like, have you ever watched somebody on TV and there's a choir or a group behind them and you got some, you know, some Holstein, you know, back there chewing their cud.
I was like, where are you going with this Holstein analogy?
Holsteins can be men or women,
good reference.
Okay, here's something that drives me crazy. This is way more prevalent down south than it was up north. And I know I've been down here for 23 years, 24 years almost. But what drives me crazy is when Christians use the Lord's name in vain.
Oh, yes.
I hate that. Like when I hear, oh, my God, or Lord, or you know what I mean? Just any kind of cheap or it's a word filler.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To me, that drives me crazy. Because as a Christian, again, it goes back to one of the do not take the Lord's name in vain. This is the name is sacred. We want to honor the name of God. And so to use the even Lord or God flippantly, using the name Jesus Christ as a expletive, that these are things to me that really drive me crazy. But it's the Christians who I would think, you know, you should have a little bit more sensitivity to that.
I've heard pastors do this. I've been called legalistic by pastors when I raise this issue.
Really? Why?
Yeah, because they say it is it could mean any God. It could mean any Lord. It doesn't necessarily mean, I mean, there's all kinds of rationalizations.
Not when you say, oh my God. I hope it's not other gods. Isn't that worse?
Yeah. So next time I curse, I'm going to say, oh, your God.
Polytheist pastors. That's another thing.
I mean, some of my Gen Zers still mock me because apparently at some point in a sermon, I went on a rant about this and I said, nobody ever says Buddha, damn it.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember that. And I remember that sermon. Once
in a while, one of my college guys will come up to me and say, oh, Buddha, damn it.
But I just think there needs to be a little bit more reverence, not a little bit, a lot more reverence to God and to the sacred. And so
So I will get into the realm of the legalistic on this too, because this is a great one. In fact, it was part of what I thought we were going to talk about in a different episode. But
yeah.
But
gosh.
Yeah.
You don't like gosh.
I don't say gosh. I don't say golly. I don't say geez. Or geez.
Oh, geez. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not because I'm pious, but because it convicts me.
Mm.
Because it is a substitute for it. And I know a lot of people do and so on and so forth. And I'm certain, I mean, you know me well enough to know that I'm not a Puritan when it comes to sometimes my enthusiastic outbursts.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I love what you just, the idea of what you're saying is, we ought to have such a high and reverent view of God that we don't want to. I said something the other day that my wife really said, okay, Mr. You know, rule keeper here.
Yeah.
And I kept saying, holy cow, and holy, another word that started with a C that's probably not appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
But, and she kept saying, why are you using those words with the word holy in front of them?
Mm.
So
this is so common. It's so cultural.
Yeah. Yeah. And I do it all the time. I mean, it is one of my favorite.
I'm very convicted. You're absolutely right. I need to change.
Yeah. So, yeah. And I mean, again, we don't want to be legalistic about it, but we do want to be careful about the things of God.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Great one. I love that one.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think moving forward, it's something that.
Okay. We should have a slang jar. You know, put a quarter in it every time we say, we say holy crud or.
Yeah. Well, do you remember the old Batman show from like the 60s?
Yes.
Robin would always say holy whatever. And then fill in the blank, right? Like
holy tortillas.
Well, yeah. Right, I mean, whatever they're going through, holy fill in the blank, Robin will always say that. And
well, Robin's going to hell.
Who cares about Robin?
Okay, Dan, the second thing, what drives you crazy?
People that leave too much space between them and the car in front of them when you're in slow traffic. Oh. Does this sound oddly familiar? Because this happened to me this morning.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about what happened yesterday.
No,
too.
I'm not. I had a traffic incident.
Dan had a road rage incident and then felt horrible about it.
I'm not talking about that one.
No, I'm still so traumatized. I mean,
you got to tell that story.
No, I can't tell that story.
I'm going to tell the story then. No. So Dan, you know, so
again, this is horrible. People are never going to listen to me
first
again.
First of all, share the story about what happened to you this morning. And then
it was just another episode of it, but I didn't even tap on my horn. But this, we were caught in traffic on where they're widening.
Yeah.
What is that road? We're on 73. Is that it?
77 or 73.
No, Samfer, whatever that is.
Yeah, 73.
73. And back and forth. And I'm late for this recording.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy in front of me, he's on his phone. I can see him on his phone. And there'll be like 12 car lengths. The traffic has backed all the way back to Denver.
So why didn't you beep at him?
Because it wasn't very...
So yesterday, Dan had a very similar situation where the guy wasn't going at the light and he's honking his horn.
No, let's don't make me look as bad as I should.
Well, then you tell the story then.
This guy, I thought he was messing with me. He was in a really fancy car. He had dark windows and so forth, so I couldn't see up front. But he would pause, and then the traffic would go, and he wouldn't move. And so the first time I tapped my horn, the second time I tapped it two or three times, he kept doing this over, and the traffic was a nightmare that day. Welcome to Lake Norman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And finally, he just stops. And I thought, okay, I pushed him over the edge by tapping, and now he's mad at me.
Right.
And he wouldn't move. He absolutely wouldn't move. And there were people trying to get around, and so all the three lanes of the traffic completely closed down.
Yeah.
Because this guy, in my estimation, was just being a jerk.
Right.
And so I just laid on the horn. I mean, I just laid on the horn. And finally, after probably 2 minutes, 3 minutes, which seems like forever.
Two or three minutes?
Well, I hadn't laid on the horn the whole time because at some point I just decided, well, I'm going to go around him and be a jerk and he's probably going to shoot me when I go by. But so I finally get out and go by and I look over and he slumped over his steering wheel.
What? Was he asleep or dead?
No, I don't know.
I think it was.
Oh my God.
I know. I told you it was horrible.
So Dan was beeping at a guy who needed trauma help.
I think he probably was. I mean, I have.
He's passed out or something.
I would have done the same thing, though.
I'm diabetic. I understand. Because when your sugar goes, and that's why he probably was responding slower and slower until he just passed out.
Oh,
so I'm pretty sure it was a diabetic reaction.
Yeah.
But
that would be so hard for you to tell.
I wasn't going to tell it until Ben.
No. That's not what I mean. It'd be so hard for you to understand yourself.
No, I'm still back to the original. I don't want to tell this story.
You know what drives me crazy is people that honk at people who are passed out. It drives me nuts when people aren't. No, but when you told me that story yesterday, I mean, but we've all been there.
I know, but that, I mean, that was really a jerk. I mean, I'm serious.
Like, but you didn't know.
No, but
you
the Holy Spirit has been. I don't care. I'm not. I don't want to rationalize the fact that I get too impatient when I'm driving. So
you didn't honk today because of your experience yesterday.
I'm not going to ever honk again. I'm having my phones or my horns disconnected from my vehicle.
Okay.
Now you confess a sin.
I think the second thing that drives me crazy is when parents give their kids phones way too early. That drives me crazy.
Yeah.
I just see when I see little kids, and not just that, when parents literally give their kids a screen or a phone just to almost like to babysit them.
Like at restaurants.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, to me, there's something about the, I don't know if degradation, but there's something happening to our culture, to our society, when parents are just completely unable to parent their children and to even have any kind of interaction to say no to their child or to say, we're going to work on face-to-face and attunement, and because that's what kids need. And I just think screens have just overtaken. And I know the tidal wave has – Pandora's out of the box,
right?
And so I think that one of the things I know Florida came up with a law, I think they passed this week or last week, that is going to limit social media to people. You have to be 16 in order to get social media, which I think is a phenomenal idea.
Yeah, and totally unenforceable.
But it won't be enforceable and it won't be able to stand up in a court. I don't think it will. No. But I like that idea. I just wish that
it's what the parents should be doing.
I wish parents were more like that. I wish parents were more involved in their children's technology choices, because I think that is incredibly needed today. So that's what drives me crazy.
Question: how do you feel about this scenario? A parent who, and let's just not do this. It's a hypothetical. So one of the reasons that we got our younger kids' phones was because we really liked the idea that kind of parents right now are in this place where they so over helicopter their kids and they're not allowed to go anywhere.
Yeah.
And so we want our kids to be able to like go around the neighborhood, go to the hiking trail and play Pokemon Go and stuff like that, but then know where they are, but then still have like limits and stuff on what they do. How do you feel about things like that?
Yeah, I think there are some ways around it. I mean, I think if you're going to give them a device, get a device that has completely locked down, no internet. You know what I mean? The only thing they can do is call mom and dad and text mom and dad.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I'm okay with that. What I don't like is the unfettered, with that, you still have to be careful.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes, of course.
But I think a device that just helps you communicate with mom and dad, no problem with that. I think it just gets into, I want apps and I want.
Right.
And I want social media, and just before they're ready. Yeah. And again, we've talked about this a million times. I wish Christian parents that had any kind of standards would say, we're not going to be like the world. We're not going to be like the culture.
Right.
And unfortunately, they just buckle and have no standards. And that drives me crazy. Mm-hmm. So anyways.
My turn?
You have, yes. I think we can get through one more round.
Oh, this will be, I don't like people who park their cart in the middle of the aisle at Walmart while they're shopping and you can't get around them. Is that one too petty?
I mean,
that's pretty frustrating. That's pretty annoying.
Oblivious shopping, where people are, or like they're having a conversation, with somebody, and there's five carts behind them.
Yeah,
I don't know. When I go shopping, I'm not going fishing. When I go fishing, I expect to be there all day long, and it's really not about that's why they call it fishing, not catching.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. So you're just. But when I go fishing, I'm hunting. I want to go shoot whatever I get, put it in my basket, take it home. I'm done.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so that's really petty. But then again, I can be petty because I honk at people who are passed out their car
unknowingly.
Well, I think it's not just people that park their cart in the middle of the aisle. It's the people that when you go up there, it's kind of like they don't.
They're not aware of anything around.
It's a lack of self-awareness because you see it in the airport too. Like in the airport, you're trying to get to your gate.
Yeah.
And really, I mean, a lot of times you don't have a lot of time the way they run airlines today.
Yeah.
And you got these people that are standing there in the middle they're going, you know, they're from Europe. And so they're walking one way on the wrong side,
right.
Which I get really irritated at until I go to Europe and or Africa or other places where you're going against the flow, you know, but yeah, I guess if that's the biggest irritation I have.
Ben, what I heard you saying was there's not only this like lack of self-awareness problem, there's also, I think, sometimes people just don't care that they are having a negative effect on the people around them. Like that is just literally something that is not.
Yeah, and I think that says something again about our society. It's almost like there's no courtesy. Like when you think about courtesy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, what's common courtesy is not so common anymore.
If somebody
opens
the door for you, just simply say thank you.
Yeah.
Or nod.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or smile.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, or even going to the grocery store, if there's, you know, there was one time, I'm 6'3", so like sometimes there will be a little old lady like, can you reach that for me?
Yeah.
And I'll like, absolutely. Yeah. You know what I mean? No problem.
Love that.
But to me, there's just no kind of conscientiousness for that kind of thing.
You need to wave if I let you in front of me in the car.
Waving.
Or do the, you know, waving the two hazard thing, which is now thank you.
Yeah. I think waving is.
Hey, whoa.
This is kind of a new way. Sometimes people don't wave. They will just do their hazards long enough for it to go twice. It's thank you.
I learned something.
That is
today.
A growing trend right now. I've seen it a few times and now I'm starting to do it too. I'll do both.
So the last thing that drives me crazy.
Oh, we got plenty of time. We got more than one.
I think we should end it on something that brings us joy. I think we should end something.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, man. You are so healthy, Ben.
So I think the other thing that drives me crazy is when I go to the airport and the TSA, I mean, the government has brought the DMV to the airport. Yes. Because the TSA agents that were, I mean, it drives me crazy when we're there getting ready for flight, and they are just, I mean, I've never seen people move as slow as TSA workers.
Well, I haven't experienced that, but I have experienced incredible rudeness.
Oh, yeah,
because
that too.
They know if you give them they'll pull you out of line,
The rudeness and the slowness, it is, that's why I do the TSA pre-check.
But government employees universally, because you can't fire them usually, are among the rudest people. Businesses can't act that way because you won't go back to their business. But government has monopoly on their business.
How I've been treated by TSA agents in the last couple of times, it's not
good. And when I talk to my friends who are working for the government, they say, well, you wouldn't believe the way we're treated. Well, okay, way to live out the golden rule.
So anyways, that's
of course,
one of
then
my.
Again, I honk at people that are passed out in their car.
Right.
See,
I wasn't going to say it.
Never going to get over this. I have one of those consciences that I'm serious. The last thought I have when I'm passing into eternity is going to be, man, I wish I hadn't honked at that.
I almost feels like we should talk about this. Like, how many Christians have a conscience that is too, like, this is in the New Testament. When Paul's writing about that, the group that's like, they don't want to eat meat, sacrifice to idols. And it's like, okay, don't mess with their conscience. But like, there's not an indication that like their conscience is right.
Yeah.
It's like, even if their conscience is not pointed due north, then don't offend them. I feel like this, like, I don't want you to be feeling so bad about this.
Oh, I am just.
Because I get you.
Josh, just, it's too long. It would be too long to unwind that.
Unwinding.
I give up.
People think I'm hard on other people. I'm not. I'm hard on myself.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so Dan, what do you have joy in this morning?
No, hold it. I had another one.
Do one more and then do the joy one.
The one I is people who forward things that are absurd or false on their
QAnon,
social media.
The QAnon stuff.
Conspiracy theories.
Everything.
Conspiracy theories.
Or the ones that really get me is like, you know, there's these ones that just rotate through Facebook. Somebody has a camper that's worth, you know, $400,000 on their lot, and it got scratched, so we're going to give it away if you like this and pass it on or something. And then people put
$400,000 camper.
No, I'm serious. And they'll put, just in case it's true. So they know, right, but they're going to take that one, you know, it just drives me nuts.
Yeah, drives really me nuts, bad. Yeah.
I'm a little tired around.
I mean, spam is bad enough from the corporations.
Right.
We don't need spam from people. We don't. Yeah. We need people-driven spam. That's not good. All right. But regular spam, you like.
I like it with Velveeta cheese. Yeah, I mean. And mayonnaise.
No. Yes. No. Yes.
See, right behind Vienna sausage sandwiches are spam sandwiches.
Stuff
in my book,
posing as
if you
meat.
Remember from a previous episode.
I can't think of anything else that's driving me crazy.
Oh
right
well,
now.
Good night.
Well,
I can
what's
do
giving
whole,
you joy?
Well, we're gonna give joy now. I've
got
my
I'll
joy.
I'll tell
now.
You what. Do you want to go
no,
first?
You go first.
What gives me joy is knowing that we had you and I did a question and answer time at our youth group student life last Sunday, and we had to talk about some really difficult issues about sexuality, dating, relationships, and man, it was just. I was so encouraged by the students that were there that asked the hard questions. I was really encouraged by Trey, our youth pastor, who's having the dialogue with them, giving them some incredible biblical truth.
Yeah.
Dan had some amazing answers.
Are there recordings of this anyway?
There are, I think.
Oh, we need to point people to this.
And no, it was just a really good night. And I'm thankful that we have a church that, and we have a student life minister, and it was just a really encouraging thing to see.
That's really cool.
150 well, kids there, and
it's yeah. ironic that that's what you mentioned because mine's right along that. Mm. I get huge joy from the young people.
Yeah,
whether it's teenagers, Gen Zers. Tuesday I had lunch with 5 Pepperdine students, and. It was just an awesome 90 minutes, just
awesome.
Being able to pick their brains, listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hate this. Millennials, sorry for all you millennials out there, but millennials created a wall between boomers and the younger generation that Gen Z has no interest in.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the whole, hey, boomer thing or what a boomer. And the whole, you're a millennial thing, that needs to really go.
Yeah.
It's not helpful. Yeah. It's not productive. If you're of my generation, you need to spend time with some Gen Z, some teenagers, get to know them, listen to them. They care. Mm, they matter.
Yes.
They're overwhelmed by what our culture has done to them. And we're partially responsible for that.
Yes.
And they want to hear from us.
Yeah.
If you don't treat them like a jerk, they won't treat you back like a jerk.
Yep.
You know, it's amazing how that works.
Yep, totally.
But yeah, I get a huge amount of joy every time I spend time with somebody who's under the age of like 25.
Yeah. That's good. All right. See, we ended on a
that's
positive
great.
Note. I just want to end on a positive
see,
note. That's
I
all
love
I want
that.
To do.
I don't always honk at people who are passed out.
But when he does.
But when I do, I make a total fool of myself.
Oh, man. So
please pray for Dan.
Pray for Dan. Pray for Dan to release himself from all the self-condemnation that he feels right now. But if you ever pass out, just know that Dan would be so mad at you.
Just hope that Dan's not behind you.
I will. No, you can pass out. I will never honk at you. We will stay there for months.
No, from now on, if you're in front of Dan and you just like miss the green light for a second, he's going to be running up. Are you okay? Are you okay?
Do you need mouth to mouth?
Right, he's like, get away from me. That's how he's going to get shot.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? Things drive us crazy all the time, but it's good to know there's also things that bring us joy. I hope that this has been just a fun episode to listen to what's really on Dan and my heart. So thanks again for joining us on Life Talks. We'll talk to you next time.
You've been listening to Life Talks. Be sure to hit the subscribe button so you never miss a new episode. Share this podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to let your friends and family know about Life Talks. We'd love to hear from you as well, so leave a comment and let us know your thoughts on this episode or any other topics we've discussed. Life Talks is a ministry of Life Fellowship in Cornelius, North Carolina. For more information on Life Talks or Life Fellowship, visit lifecharlotte.com or you can find us on Facebook at Life Fellowship Charlotte.